This will hold this.
Yeah, that'll hold it good.
If you've driven down Highway 61 into Grand Marais recently, you may have noticed a strange-looking structure being built at the North House Folk School. What looks like a fancy tool shed is actually the future home of North House intern Mary Cowan. She's building a tiny house as her Sloyd project, a final project done by the interns of the Folk School.
Before I came to my internship was just trying to think about what I want my lifestyle to look like, and I didn't want to, if I wanted a lifestyle or I wasn't making as much money, how could I not be spending as much money, and where does all my money go? Well, mostly housing and food, and so how can I change that? And if I can grow my own food and cut housing costs, then that'd be great.
Through many donated supplies and volunteers willing to help her build, Mary's dream is becoming a reality. She says she never imagined she'd be building something like this while at North House.
And so I was kind of trolling Craigslist for a trailer before I came up here. And then when I got to North House, I was like, well, I don't have time to think about that. And then next thing you know, I met Mark Hansen. So turns out I did have time.
Mark Hansen is an instructor at the Folk School and has become a major part of the project. He's also an experienced builder of small homes similar to Mary's.
Been making boats for quite a few years, and not everybody needs boats, but everybody needs a place to live. So we all have to ask the question, why are we here? So I asked myself that question, and I thought, well, maybe I'm here to make little houses for a few folks.
I was thinking about small building and then met Mark, and he said, bring me some drawings and we'll meet in a week. And I came back in a week and he said, this is terrible paper. You should be drawing on much nicer paper than this. And he gave me some paper and he said, come back in a week. And I kept coming back in a week until we're about to put the second part of the roof on today. Holy cow.
It's been a good project. Very good project. Yeah. It's, I think, one of the more interesting slate projects that the interns have done down here.
Yeah. Have you done anything construction of like this magnitude before, Mary?
No. Wood shop in high school. And then what they have us do around here at North House. So, I mean, I helped put a shed roof up. Yeah, that's about it.
Their combined efforts have added a ton of energy to the project.
What we'll do is we'll flip all of this over once it's kind of cut. This is our kind of wonky end. So all of this was kind of easy, and this is sort of piecing things together down here. And then we'll insulate the inside with 2-inch polystyrene foam, and then we'll put our exterior plywood on that side. And then it'll go up, which will be really exciting.
There's a lot of people that think that that's a pneumatic staple gun, but actually it's a kachunga gun.
It puts kachungas in the wood?
Bringing Mark on board has turned Mary's Sloyd project into something much larger. The two of them have turned the building project into the basis for a class at North House for locals interested in constructing small homes. I tagged along on one of his lessons where he took the class over to his house to check out one of his smaller houses.
Okay, so let's see if we can all fit in the gypsy wagon. This is the wagon here that I designed. We want to be closer to our son Daniel down in Duluth. So what we did was we designed a shelter that wouldn't cost us much money. I mean, not like Mary's. Mary's is going to seem like twice the size when you see it. It's very different, but I really, really like what she's come up with. She's got some good ideas.
In class, the students draft designs and make sketches of small homes that fit their own personal needs. Mark uses the class as a place to exchange building plans and a forum for ideas, using Mary's project as an example. He also uses his own experience to give input.
Whatever you make, make it beautiful. And the smaller you make it, the more you can make it beautiful. Because you can, you know, you get like, you know, curtains that don't fade. You know, you get really nice curtains so they block the sun. Or when they do, when the sun comes through, it's a nice green or it's a nice yellow or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, colors are nice in a small space. Colors and lots of windows. I can't say enough about that.
Mark tries to motivate his students to look seriously on how they can make a small house work for them.
And you line all that stuff up and you go, this will work for $40 a month. We can put our place there, you know. Holy buckets. And for another $50, we can have electricity. Let's go for $90 a month. We can do that. We'll build up for this. And next thing you know, Bob's your uncle. You know, you're rolling. You got it going. You can make all the numbers work.
But thinking small is not always as easy as it sounds. Taking your entire life and belongings and packing them into a small space is a paradigm shift that Mark says can be difficult.
There's been, some struggle, some angst in the class about this, which didn't surprise me a bit, because this whole business of housing and stuff and the American way is in conflict in the times that we're in because of the cost of things, education, food, and all this stuff. So it's been real rubber meets the road kind of class. I guess I wasn't necessarily prepared for the process that people are going through. Interesting times, to be sure.
Mary says that the focus of the class involves dealing with a big issue of living on the North Shore.
I feel like since I've been here, one of the things that gets brought up in conversation for Mark is really, a housing crisis is one way to think about it, that young people who really want to be active members of this community have a hard time finding affordable housing, in part because it's so expensive to live here and there's so little or private land. And because there's so much public land is one of the reasons why it's so beautiful and wonderful. But that I feel like for Mark, one of the things is that small housing could really be part of the solution.
I like to think of myself as being useful to the community in which I live. Mm-hmm. And so I'm seeing a great need for what's going on with the young folks in this community. I'm not too worried about the older folks because they got whatever they need and I have whatever I need. But there's a lot of young people, and so I think, well, okay, so maybe I should focus in on what their needs are, and how can you rearrange your thinking in a way that you can live comfortably, to live in a respectable situation where you can enjoy life.
Being able to open up a venue for local people who are interested in small housing seemed like a really good option. And for me, it felt really good to be able to, I'm having so much help in this process along the way, so to be able to offer my project as a venue for other people to learn feels really good and really fulfilling.
Basically why I'm involved in this and trying to help out with a young lady who wants to do something. Maybe there's a way to, get some interest going, because I think this is really, really important, because I think small is not a fad. I think big was the fad. Now it's small.
Mary says that besides her new home, she'll take away the generosity of the Cook County community with her.
Learned a whole lot and have really experienced a lot of kindness. I think one of the biggest things I have in this project is gratitude. I'm very thankful to North House for creating the space for me to do this project. I'm very thankful to Mark for contributing his time and his enthusiasm. And along the way, I've met so many other people who have shared, windows or a door or this or that or the other thing, and also their time and their really good energy to make my little home a reality.
Mary hopes to move into her new home next month. You can follow pictures of the building process online on her Tumblr blog, Teeny Tiny Casita, at tumblr.com. With WTIP, I'm Will Moore.